Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ross Wilson of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. Back with Ross after this. Neighbors, join us November 12th at the Rackliff Ranches for our annual fall production and customer appreciation sale. Sell 110 ranch-ready Angus and Sim Angus bulls sired by Grassmaster Anticipation, Steel Force, and Upgrade. Bulls that'll perform on hoof as well as provide tremendous carcass results. Also selling nearly 1,000 purebred and commercial females. To bid online, visit www.dvauction.com. Sell cattle video, catalog, and information available at www.rackliffranches.com. Call 918-244-8025 for more information. Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes here with a reminder that the Tulsa Farm Show is going to be here before you know it, December 8th, 9th, and 10th, and we're looking for a few good horses for Craig Cameron to use in his gentle horse training sessions all 3 days of this year's Farm Show. Craig Cameron going to be training once again at the Tulsa Farm Show, and you can get your horse included in those training sessions. Give me a call, 405-841-3675, 405-841-3675. Tell me about your horse. Earlier this week, we were in Amarillo for the 2011 Texas Cattle Feeders Association Annual Convention. Had the opportunity to sit down and visit a variety of subjects with the president of TCFA, their top executive officer, Ross Wilson. Ross, as we think about your feedlot members here in 2011, hasn't been particularly the easiest of years for a lot of your folks, has it?
Ron, you are correct in that statement. Profit-wise, it's not been too bad. There have been some profit opportunities. Obviously, there have been some losses. But people are looking beyond that to 12 and 13 with this the drought impact and the shrinking cow herd. Our feed yard numbers are very high right now. Our occupancy levels are incredibly high from a historical perspective. But in essence, what we did is we took the fall run and moved it into the summer and put cattle, light cattle, lighter cattle than normal in the yards too, as you are aware. And then, of course, we've even got 30 or 40,000 head of cows in some of the yards, or did as of, say, a month ago, and I haven't checked that inventory figure recently. The long-term concern, Texas, Oklahoma, eastern New Mexico, up into Kansas, is this drought that doesn't seem to want to go away. The meteorologists continue to predict that we may have a La Nina that hangs around into maybe even into the summer or fall of next year. As you well know, everybody in agriculture, they wouldn't be in it if they weren't, and especially our guys, are resilient as they can be. They will weather this storm. If we continue to see a decline in the cow herd, and thankfully all of the cows that are leaving this drought-stricken area that we've talked about are not going to the packer. Some are leaving and going to the southeast of pastures. Cows have gone north, as you know, Nebraska, Dakotas, Montana. So those cows are still in the herd to produce calves. Our members will inevitably source cattle from a larger area in 2012 and 2013, because as you well know, even if it starts raining tomorrow, it's going to be a while before those cows can either come home or heifers will come back to those pastures. So the next couple of years in the cattle feeding industry are going to be very interesting, to say the least.
The capacity issue is a very big concern, right?
No question that the capacity issue is a concern. Where are the cattle going to come from to put into the feed yards?
The president of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, their top hired hand, Ross Wilson, talking with us at their annual convention this week in Amarillo. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
We continue our conversation tomorrow at this time spot on the Beef Buzz with Ross Wilson of the TCFA. That is your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.